By the way, folks, I just got a call from somebody here that called the Austin American Statesman and asked them why Ron Paul was not covered in today's edition of the Austin American Statesman. Fred Zipp, the managing editor, said, oh, it was just an oversight. I just had to tell you that, folks. Stay tuned for Robbie Noel on the flip side, coming right at you in a few seconds.
It is May the 16th. Robbie Noel with you for 1 hour. This hour brought to you by Republic Trading Group. Our toll-free number is 1-800-691-7898. The web address, which you will notice there was no morning update this morning on republictradinggroup.net. Reason? Well, we've been going through 2 days of, well, computer problems. But everything is back to normal as of 15 minutes ago, so updates will continue tomorrow. Quick check of the financial news. Wall Street shot higher today after investors shrugged off mixed readings on the housing sector and decided to focus on the amazing success of Ron Paul last night. Dow Jones Industrial soared 103 points based on the win over at Fox News to close at 13,487. NASDAQ up 22 points at 2,547. Well, the rise in the Dow makes about as much sense as anything else. Living a lie. Metals complex today, don't get discouraged. It was just a technical trade that took place today. Gold closed down $12.60 at $6.6160. Silver off 36 at $12.93. Platinum off 13 at $1,323. Palladium off $3 at $3.56. Crude oil was off by 2 cents to close at $62.53. The U.S. dollar index, reason for the decline in gold, closed at 82.05. As I said, this is the action in gold today was nothing more than a knee-jerk reaction to the strength in the U.S. dollar. Had traders sitting on long positions who decided to short their positions and rushed for the exits, needless to say. Another case of fund selling. These are programs that all these fund managers, I mean, people said, nobody was rushing out and selling their gold today. It was just simply traders who have computer programs that automatically trigger at certain levels. Today was a case of that. How do I know this? Because in the Asian markets, gold is soaring and so is silver. In celebration of Ron Paul's win, no doubt. Hope to have a special guest when we return. Don't know if we've got a hold of him, but we'll tell you after this.
All right, employees, listen up. Our group health insurance premium just went up again. In fact, it's doubled in the last 4 years, and now we've been forced to try something new. So we're increasing the annual deductible from $500 to $2,500. Okay, cut the moaning. The good news is you'll all still only have to pay your regular $500 deductible. The company is installing a new health reimbursement arrangement, or HRA plan, that will pay up to $2,000 in benefits only to those employees who have deductible expenses. This new HRA plan is saving us a lot of money.
Employers all over the country are discovering how to roll back insurance costs using Core Documents' HRA concept. Core Documents is the nation's primary source for affordable plan documents required by the IRS and Department of Labor for Section 125 and HRA plans. Use your insurance agent and let Core Documents help you with plan design. Do a Google search for Core Documents or see us at coredocuments.com. That's Core, C-O-R-E, documents, plural, .com.
World War III? Rising fuel prices? Financial collapse? Trucker strike? North American Union? Our world has become a very fragile place, and we need to be prudent and plan ahead. Don't wait for an impending crisis to become reality. Then it will be too late. Stoves and More wants to help give you freedom from the systems of the world. If the grid is down and fossil fuels are not available to you, how would you heat your home, cook your food, and heat your water? People, we need to be more independent and able to take care of ourselves in a natural disaster, political crisis, or financial crisis. Stoves and More is a dealer for all Amish-built wood cook stoves that will give you the independence you need to cook and bake your food, dry fruits and vegetables, heat your whole house water system, and heat your home. With the right application, you'll be able to use these stoves all year long, not just during the winter months. At Stoves and More, we have the perfect products to complete your preparations. Stoves and More offers the best selection at the lowest prices on the web, so visit us at stovesandmoreonline.com. Food, water, and a wood cook stove are keys to your survival in a crisis. Take action!
Since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy has been the global supplier of the finest natural medicine. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECX, colloidal silver, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for chemtrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. Why wait any longer? Go ahead and do it today. Sign up on the web and receive our new 120-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com and check out the online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education. That's herbalhealer.com.
Welcome to the show, old friend Chuck Carlson from Straight Gate Ministries. How are you doing, sir?
I'm very well, thank you, Robbie. Good to be on with you.
Oh, my pleasure. First question out of the box, did you watch the debate last night?
No, I did not. We were working last night trying to get ready for a vigil that we're doing in Denver, Colorado, and I'm afraid I didn't have the TV on, so you'll have to tell me about this one.
Well, I'm sure you're aware of the Republican debate last night,
yes.
and Ron Paul obviously made a statement about the reason for the problems in the Middle East. Mm-hmm. And needless to say, he was chastised by the conservative Republicans, including, unfortunately, a man I used to have some respect for. Last night, whatever respect I had for him in went straight out the window, and I'm not talking about Rudy Giuliani or John McCain, but it was Tom Tancredo.
Yes.
Who tried to challenge Paul by referencing, because Ron Paul made the statement that, you know, the events of 9/11 was a simple case of blowback because of U.S. foreign policy in the Middle East. And Tom Tancredo tried to make the connection with Ron Paul being anti-Semitic.
Yes. Well, Tom Tancredo is a member in good standing of the evangelical Christian right. He's an immigrant Italian guy from Colorado. But that is his credentials. He is closer to being a follower of Pat Robertson than John McCain is. John McCain, and all of his arrogance, uses the Christian right, but Tom Tancredo is part of it. So he would actually be inclined to leap to the defense of the state of Israel by virtue of that. And of course, Tancredo's conservative credentials are kind of wrapped up in his position on immigration. And that's where he's earned his stripes.
Yeah.
But Tom Tancredo's, it's not a surprise to me what you say. I didn't hear it, but I'm disappointed, but I'm not surprised, because that's his moorings.
That's
the sad thing. Ron Paul, on the other hand, would not, by virtue of religious training, believe that the state of Israel is the fulfillment of biblical prophecy, and therefore you have to defend it, even if it's wrong. Tom Tancredo would think that.
Sure.
John McCain probably doesn't believe anything, but he would defend that because he knows there's 60 or 70 million votes hanging out there that are wrapped up in the Christian right. And when it all boils right down to this, Robbie, most of these guys are playing. They're all playing right to the Christian right. And Ron Paul, of course, Ron Paul, with his very strong positions that should be favorable to the Christians, who Christians should say Ron Paul is the perfect candidate, can't abide him because he does not hold the state of Israel to be sacred. He considers it a political state, and he says so. So I think that's, without seeing it, your words, you know, kind of confirm what I would expect.
You've spent a lot of time in the Middle East.
Quite a bit, not as much as I'd like to, but I've been there.
So let me hit you with this question, because obviously what caused the shock and awe last night, and I will tell you, it was serious shock and awe. He not only stunned the audience, but obviously he stunned his fellow Republican candidates and also the entire news team at Fox by making the statement that the attacks on the United States and obviously the quote-unquote hatred of Middle Easterners towards the United States, his premise is based on the fact is because we have been meddling in the affairs of Middle Eastern countries for so long. So the question is his premise, is his thesis correct?
Well, I've always thought so, and I think that can be true of any place where we meddle. But the meddling that we have done in the Middle East has been deliberate and focused, and it is the meddling that we've done other places has not tended to be wrapped up in religion, but in the Middle East we have actually tied it to religion, to the point now where we're saying that this is a war of good versus evil, good being Mr. Bush's idea of himself as the leader of the Christian world, and evil being everybody who's in the Islamic world. So it's not only that we have meddled in the Middle East, but we've wrapped it up in the religion of the Middle East. And we've said that what the reason we're meddling is religious. It's not even hidden, do you think? I don't think it's right out in the open. When you listen to people like George W. and those who follow him, and these candidates as well, they as much as say it's Islamo-fascism. That's the term that a Christian Zionist named John Hagee uses all the time. He's invented, I don't know if he invented it, but he uses it all the time, and it's sort of a joke, but that's the term he uses. So it was Ron Paul, I presume, who said this. the statements you are quoting came from Ron Paul, I presume, about meddling.
Well certainly, obviously.
Yeah, no, it couldn't be anyone else.
But, sure, and he once again stated America's founding principles on getting itself entangled in foreign alliances.
Mm-hmm, absolutely. And I don't know if he came out and said that our meddling is religiously oriented. Maybe he didn't, but he knows.
He never mentioned religion, and he never mentioned Israel.
Right.
Which, as you know, had he mentioned Israel last night, the ADL would be out today calling for his immediate expulsion from the House of Representatives.
Yeah, they would probably call for that, and they might get him out of debates. And I think and the results of these debates are not being very well reported. I've heard some results of prior debates where it's been stated that all the candidates think the war is fine. And I know Ron Paul was there, and he doesn't think that at all.
Oh, certainly. Well, last night, by and large, Mitt Romney, Rudy Giuliani, and John... well, I won't throw John McCain into this. Well, kind of, sort of, in a subtle way, because they were bringing up a hypothetical question, which I found to be rather stupid, for Brett Hume to bring up this hypothetical. If the United States was attacked with a nuclear device and we had people captive, whether we'd be justified in torturing these people, and Mitt Romney felt that Muslims deserved to be tortured and stuck in Guantanamo. As a matter of fact, he even mentioned Guantanamo Bay should be doubled in its size because he doesn't feel that these people who are charged with terrorism acts should have a right to a U.S. attorney and all the legal protections that come with a constitutional republic. Rudy Giuliani wanted to nuke Iran, pretty much. John McCain, and I guess it was just simply because of being in military service, he was reluctant to support torture as a method of extracting information. He most probably did that because three American kids are now captives to some organization in Iraq. And I find it amazing that obviously we are now faced with a dilemma. Well, if torture is okay in the United States, well, I guess the rest of the world looks at, well, if we've got captured American soldiers, torture's okay as well. So it was an unfortunate debate last night, but a good debate. In other words, I think it illustrated to a lot of people who more than likely were sitting on the fence that they heard something for the very first time. They heard the truth, and it shocked them.
Well, it's absolutely miraculous that Ron Paul has managed to get into the debates and that he's there, and I'm grateful he's there, and it's a blessing.
Now, I identified a number of people on that panel last night as what I refer to as Christian Zionists. You want to give us a thumbnail sketch of what a Christian Zionist is and what his belief systems are made up of?
Okay. Christian Zionism is a really new word, and it would have been a joke word a few years ago. What it is, it's a outgrowth of a religious system that started about 150 years ago in the United States, about 100 years before there was a state of Israel. And it was wrapped up in the idea of a future Zionist state that would someday come. And it has been used by the Zionist movement to promote that Zionist state. In other words, before there was a state of Israel, there were people using Christian Bibles and Christian teaching and Christian precepts to try to promote the idea of a Zionist state. So Christian Zionism really came from kind of an innocent religion, neo kind of a Christianity called dispensationalism that started... It was started by John Nelson Darby in England about a little over 100 years ago.
We are speaking with Chuck Carlson from Straight Gate Ministries. His web address is WHTT.org. We'll take a short break, be right back, and if you have questions, feel free to call.
Businesses and their employees are facing constant increases in group medical insurance premiums. Employees are shouldering more of the burden themselves. Core Documents, the nation's primary source for affordable medical plan documents, has the answer. A health reimbursement arrangement, or HRA. Business owners, managers, find out now how your company can utilize a much higher deductible health insurance policy and establish an HRA to fund low deductibles for your employees. And employees, tell the boss to visit coredocuments.com now. This new HRA plan can save you thousands of dollars.
Employers all over the country are discovering how to roll back insurance costs using Core Documents HRA concept. Core Documents is the nation's primary source for affordable plan documents required by the IRS and Department of Labor for Section 125 and HRA plans. Use your insurance agent and let Core Documents help you with plan design. Do a Google search for Core Documents or see us at coredocuments.com. That's Core, C-O-R-E, documents, plural, .com.
How are you preparing ahead for the events in the future? In the near future, we know there will be those of us that will not be able to buy or sell. Stoves & More wants to help give you the freedom from the systems of the world and from skyrocketing fuel prices. Stoves & More is a dealer for all Amish-built wood cook stoves that will give you an independence you need to cook and bake your food, dry fruits and vegetables, heat your whole house water system, and heat your home. These state-of-the-art cook stoves are nothing like Grandma's old stoves. They have large, airtight, efficient fireboxes that give you an all-night burn, easily heating up to 2,000 square feet. Whether or not you're off the grid, we have products for you, from stoves to Staber washers and 12 and 24 volt refrigeration. At Stoves & More, we have the perfect products to complete your preparations. To the first 10 people who purchase a stove, we'll send a free copy of our newly released DVD, Getting Started with Wood Cook Stoves. Stoves & More offers the best selection at the lowest prices on the web, so visit us at www.stovesandmoreonline.com. That website again, stovesandmoreonline.com.
Since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy has been the global supplier of the finest natural medicines. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECX, colloidal silver, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for chemtrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. Why wait any longer? Go ahead and do it today. Sign up on the web and receive our new 120-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com and check out the online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education. That's herbalhealer.com.
Every Friday night there's a steady cloud of dust that leads back to a field filled with pickup trucks. Got old Hank cranking way up now. Got coolers in the back.
Welcome back, my friends. We're speaking with Chuck Carlson from Straight Gate Ministries. You can access his website at WHTT.org. A lot of interesting commentaries up there. And we'll get to them all. You want to finish the thought on the Christian Zionism movement?
Right. I kind of laid the groundwork. I said it started from it's only about 150 years old, maybe 100 years old, really, in practical terms. It's a 20th century religion, younger than Mormonism, and about the same age as Jehovah's Witnessism. And this is called dispensationalism, and it ripened or was radicalized into something that later became known as Christian Zionism as a result of people like John Hagee, the recently departed Jerry Falwell, Pat Robertson, people like that, who have taken on placed a really radical edge on what was once sort of benign and thought of as kind of a silly idea that the end of the world was coming any day, and the lucky ones, those with an end times and a rapture, and you've heard the terminology that goes around all the time. However, the bottom line is that you can identify a Christian Zionist by asking him a very simple question, and that is, do you believe that the state of Israel, the current one that we know today, is the fulfillment of God's prophecy in the Old Testament. And people like Robertson and others will say, yes, of course, it is. And so then they place Israel in a godlike position, and that's why they feel obligated to support the state of Israel, right or wrong. And they have libraries full of books that seem to support their views that have been written by people just like them, with names of people like Timothy LaHaye, who wrote the Left Behind series. And so these are the Christian Zionists. You said that in the debate there were some people that you thought were Christian Zionists. Well, if you could ask them this simple question, is Israel a fulfillment of biblical prophecy? And they're Christian Zionists. They would say, of course. God put Israel there for a purpose, and it's part of our future, and we all have to make sure that we protect Israel and make sure it remains there.
I will say that 9 of the 10 candidates last night were Christian Zionists.
Yeah, that's probably right.
Obviously...
And certainly Tancredo, you mentioned, because I just happen to know personally, from personal experience, what he thinks.
How much influence does the Scofield Bible reference play into the belief system of Christian Zionists?
It's the basic root of the Christian Zionist movement. It was written probably for that purpose, and it's a hugely important book that is an enormous seller and is much more important than the numbers of Bible sold, because it's been used to create and actually operate seminaries. Whole seminaries have been built around the Scofield beliefs of the Scofield Bible, such as Dallas Theological Seminary and others, Talbot Seminary, others. And we have an excellent piece on our site by a theologian named Hannah, who taught at Talbot Theological Seminary. And he says he's a dispensationalist, but he doesn't believe that Israel is a fulfillment of biblical prophecy. He explains that. So there are people that explain this very thoroughly, and they all say the same thing, that the root book used by everybody was the Scofield Bible. There are now, of course, thousands of books being used, but that is still extremely important. And in our research, we believe it was created and financed and could have come no other place than some very powerful Zionist movement, probably the Rothschild movement in England, because it was published by Oxford University Press, and they have owned it since 1908.
A question that I got from a friend the other day, he wanted me to try and answer this question. I didn't have an answer for him. What Bible would you recommend to us? That obviously does not have the influences, because how can you tell from King James edition which one is real and which one is Amorek? So, in other words, how do we know which Bible we should be reading?
That's it's not a complicated answer, and it's not a hard solution. What you have to learn to do is to avoid the things that men have inserted into it in recent years. And those are put in footnotes and little subheadings and titlings, and in the Scofield Bible, literally 1,000 pages, perhaps, of footnotes. Other Bibles have even more, huge numbers of pages of footnotes that are there to guide you along. And our judgment is simply people should read the Bible itself. And most important, if you want to know where Christianity is supposed to be, you should start out with the Christian part of the Bible, which is the New Testament, and you should use the Old Testament as a reference manual, much as you'd use the dictionary as a reference manual. Or if you were studying physics, you might read the most recent physics book and use Newton's physics books as a reference manual. But you wouldn't first try to solve nuclear physics problems by reading Newton. So our answer very simply is any Bible. Pay no attention to the footnotes. Don't read the little italics lines that are inserted between the lines. And a King James or New King James or any of them work. Some are easier to read than others, but it isn't the Bible. It's the footnotes and the insertions that do the damage.
We are speaking with Chuck Colson from Straight Gate Ministries. We'll be right back.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
In the United States, it is now estimated that over 90% of family income is now being used to pay back consumer debt. Because of financial problems, mostly from credit card debt, approximately one in four families struggle to pay bills on even basic necessities such as mortgage, food, and utilities. And with millions of people desperately searching for a fresh start, North American Educational Services is here to help you regain your financial independence. We are very proud that the Debt Relief Educational Services Program has helped over 8,100 families nationwide since 1998, eliminating over $215 million of credit card debt, and still counting, and enabled clients to stop monthly payments immediately. The NAES program is unique, designed to help you, the consumer, not your creditors. To take back your financial freedom, call 1-888-245-7097. That's 1-888-245-7097. Or visit www.integritydebtoptions.com.
A message for all homeowners and prospective homeowners out there. If you reside in Arizona, Colorado, New Mexico, California, or Utah, we can help you with financing the purchase of a new home or refinancing your existing mortgage. We now have a wide array of lenders for your purchase or refinancing needs. If you are looking for a cash-out refinance, from an adjustable to a fixed-rate loan, paying down credit card debt, consolidating installment or other debt, or been wanting to invest in the safe haven of gold in the silver market, but you've been sitting on the fence waiting for the right time. Whatever your reason, give RBN a call and ask to talk to our mortgage professional. He can help you find a plan that fits your needs while he walks you through the process very simply and easily. You couldn't choose a better time to pay down debt or purchase gold and silver. And not only do you accomplish your goal, but you also help to support RBN in continuing to voice the truth. Don't wait any longer. Call us now at 1-800-724-2719. Again, that's 1-800-724-2719.
Sit back, relax, and enjoy a vacation to the beautiful Ozark Mountains. Howard Creek Resort is nestled conveniently between the cities of Bull Shoals and Mountain Home on Bull Shoals Lake in the natural state of Arkansas. Howard Creek Resort offers easy access to excellent fishing and water recreation of all types. The excitement of nearby Branson music shows and Silver Dollar City is accented perfectly by the many attractions located here in the heart of the Ozarks. Horseback riding, water skiing, scuba diving, hiking, caves, and rock climbing are just a few of the many activities that are available to do in our area. Howard Creek Resorts offers it all. Whether you're staying for the weekend or for a month, Howard Creek Resorts is the place to be, an excellent place to stay, and a valued traditional family vacation resort. Visit our website at www.howardcreek.com or call 1-877-253-7690. Come visit us for a lifetime of memories.
Welcome back, my friends. We are speaking with Chuck Carlson from Straight Gate Ministries. The web address is WHTT.org. Before we go to the phones, the latest article you have up there is, "Please, Pastor Dan, give me one more reason why anyone would honor Israel." Yeah, I think I told you the last time we spoke, I was a member of Scottsdale Bible for many years. Until I figured it, and I've only recently started figuring this stuff out. So, you still having an ongoing discussion with Pastor Dan?
Yes, but this is a different Dan that I'm writing to in this story.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Actually, there's quite a few Dans, but we still have we've developed some rapport with quite a number of pastors now. Little by little, believe it or not, they are talking to us, more are talking to us. And recently we were in California at John MacArthur, a very famous warmongering dispensational leader. And this is the fourth time our team out there has done vigils at his church. And this time we had a filming out there and quite a lot of interest. And people have written to us and asked us to tell them more about why we were there. They wrote down our email address off the sign, and many signs that we had there, and we're getting ready to go to Denver. And I just came back from Minneapolis, where we had a vigil at a sort of a love-in for Israel, conducted by John Hagee, called Unity Coalition for Israel, or his organization is called Christians United for Israel, and they have a night to honor Israel. And we went there and did a vigil, and we asked that question: why would anybody want to honor Israel? What have they done to be honored for? And that paper is the result of a conversation with a young pastor in the church who came out to watch me and stayed and talked, and we had a little conversation, and that's the result of it. So
we got a couple of callers online. Let's go to Morris in Texas. Hey, Morris. Thanks for holding. Hello, Morris.
Are you there, Morris?
Well, maybe Morris is not there. Is Jeff from Vermont there? We're getting no joy on this end. Well, more than likely, the producer's got himself stuck in a little bind there. Explain something to me.
Okay.
Especially when it comes to Christian Zionism. Obviously, it is based on the belief system, or their belief system, that the sooner is it the Temple Mount is destroyed, that the rapture will begin. So people are supporting Israel for its demise.
Yes, that's right. And there's an interesting story in a Jewish newspaper called the Jewish Week, which is the community newspaper of Greater New York. And this criticizes, and yet it doesn't quite know how to criticize Jimmy Carter, who has been recently telling Israel, the state of Israel, that they should not be so cozy with the Zionists, because the Zionists are really like vultures planning for their demise. And in the Zionist world plan, there's going to be a great war, and in that war, almost all of the Jews are going to be slaughtered. And this is pretty much a standard among the leaders that you know of, the ones we can name. Most of them think that, and I'm not going to try to go through their sequencing, because it's very confusing and doesn't make a lot of sense if you really think about it carefully. But you're right in what you say. The state of Israel does not come off well in the world Zionist end, in end times. It comes off very badly. But the practical Jewish leaders in Israel could care less, because they don't take it seriously anyway. They really do not believe the yarn that's spun about by the Christian Zionists. They simply don't look a gift horse in the mouth, and they have an organization here in America that has at least 60 million people who listen to it seriously, and who are motivated to vote by it, by these feelings and sentiments, and who consider it part of their belief system. So that's a pretty powerful political force, and so you can imagine why the practical guys in the state of Israel would just say, we don't care what they believe, just let them keep on bringing their money. Let them keep on with the big touring that they do in Palestine, Israel. They never get into Palestine, but they get into the Israel sections, and they stay in all the five-star hotels in Israel. And the main thing they do is they lobby constantly for the state of Israel in the United States. So in my opinion, Robbie, the leaders of Israel don't take it seriously. They just look upon it as a big ripoff, and they think it's wonderful that it works, and they don't care why it works. I know I've talked to Israelis in Israel and asked them if they believe they own the land, and they all say, oh, yes, and you say, why? And they say, well, it was given to us in the Torah. And you say, where? And they tell you, and you say, yeah, that's Genesis 12:3. Do you go to synagogue? And the guy will shake his head and say, I haven't been there in years. We don't go. We're secular. So they believe the Bible as a practical matter, because it gets them what they want. I think that's how Christian Zionism works from the Israeli side. they really, I don't think, take it seriously. And they shouldn't, because it is pretty much nonsense.
You know what I find very amazing is my former home country of Rhodesia, and later on South Africa, was chastised the world over and actually had to succumb to political pressure in order to change its form of government. The Israeli form of government is no different than the government of the former government of South Africa, or the former government of my home country of Rhodesia. But yet Israel doesn't receive the same criticism because it has, well, as you know, in South Africa and Rhodesia, there was a hierarchy as who were deemed legitimate citizens, who had the full rights of citizenship in order to vote. Well, Israel has the same form of government. It has a hierarchy of certain Jews who are given full citizenship, but Arab Jews are classified as second-class citizens, pretty much the same way we classified blacks in South Africa and Rhodesia. So how come the criticism, is there a double standard?
Well, as a matter, that's really a good point. And one thing Jimmy Carter has been saying, and Jimmy Carter is 80-year-old liberal Democrat who's done a lot of things. We won't go into his history or anything, but he is dead right on what he's saying now, because he's the one who's saying that Israel is an apartheid state. He uses that term in his book. In fact, his book has the name apartheid in it. This is the thing that the Israeli leadership is most critical of, and it stings them a lot, because people are used to this, hearing that word apartheid. It's kind of like the word Nazi.
Right.
It's stuck in people's minds. And it really does bother the Israelis that Carter has had the unmitigated nerve to use that term on them, but it's true. And what you say, of course, is true as well. And others have said this as well. Others, former South Africans and Africans, have said that apartheid in South Africa was nothing, was not one-tenth as repressive as apartheid is in Israel.
Well, certainly. We didn't send in helicopter gunships, and we didn't blow up people or destroy large swaths of the land in order to suppress the indigenous peoples.
No, you did, and the South African government did not build huge walls, walling off people, and essentially, there was more freedom. I think in South Africa, there's no freedom for the Palestinian. We call them the Philistines, because that's the ancient tribe that some of them may have come from. But the reason we use that term is there is no Palestine. Palestine has been taken away completely. The idea of Palestine is no more. The Israelis, now when you go into occupied Palestine, which is the Gaza Strip, when you go in there, you're just going into another part of Israel, and your passport shows that you went from Israel into Israel. Through the Erez Gate, and so you're in Gaza City, but you're still in Israel. Israel does not recognize any such place on the face of the world as the Earth as Palestine. Palestine has been wiped off the face of the map, you might say. And Carter has correctly identified this as a system where people are separated based upon their race. But in defense of South Africa, I was there in 1987. I didn't see anything like that in South Africa. I saw people doing their best to create a productive society where there were jobs and where people were employed and where people were, in a way, integrated at least into the labor markets and into the work markets. And I think there were a lot of things that I don't know about their system. But I can tell you from my experience in both places that apartheid in Israel is 10 times as repressive as anything anyone ever showed me or told me about in South Africa when I was there in 87.
What's the difference between the Philistines and, say, an Israeli Arab?
Nothing. An Israeli Arab is also probably a Philistine. He probably came from one of those tribes that might have been in Philistia. And he just happens to have a different religion. He's adopted by some cultural thing. He's adopted a Jewish religion rather than Islam. But you can't tell an Arab Jew in Israel from a Palestinian Jew, except that the Arab Jew has a little bit better job probably if he's in Israel.
Do you have a makeup of Sunni and Shiite within the Philistine movement? Is it similar to?
Well, yeah, I think. Again, if you walk through Gaza City and up and down the street as I did, all by myself, without any chaperone, some of the time, and I would walk by the mosque, and I regret now I didn't have the nerve to walk in the mosques because. Five times a day, there's a cry from the top of the mosque. It's time for prayer. And a melodious sound, you may have heard it. And it's a call to prayer. And people stream in, and they do prayer for a little while, and then they stream back out. And I watched these. And I was told that there were people who were Shiites and people who were Sunnis and people who had various thoughts in between, I suppose. And they were... They were intermingled. So in Gaza City, you have all shades. You have women in burqas, and you have women who wear more modern clothes.
I asked the question just simply because of the news today of obviously internal fighting that is erupting in Gaza as we speak.
Mm-hmm.
And obviously it is between Hezbollah and Hamas. So it seems as though the level of anxiety in that part of the world now is causing fellow Arabs to fight amongst each other.
It is, and I think we have to consider the desperation of it to understand that it's something like what's going on in Iraq. You basically have people without nearly enough food. I'm sure that at least 25% of the people in Gaza City are suffering from malnutrition. You're talking about genuine starvation. No jobs, 70% unemployment, no hope, and then agitation constantly. The borders are closed. They can't get in or out. They can't go out to look for work. I probably couldn't get in. You might not be able to get in if you wanted to get in. Who gets in and who gets out is totally at the discretion of the Israelis. They decide, and they have the first and the last say. So there is no other authority over who enters into Gaza, where there's 1.25 million people, and they are literally in a prison. There's a fence on three sides and the ocean on the other, and there's boats out in the ocean. And the Gazans are grateful right now because the fishing has been good. People have been able to catch fish, and that's not been always the case. But they're not allowed to go out more than 3 miles, so they can't go out in the open sea. So basically you've got a prison compound there, and with people with very strong political feelings, and you're going to have agitation that takes place. You're going to have personalities. You're going to have... competition for leadership, and with a population that's basically starving, it's a tinderbox. And it is possible to have. And of course, there's tremendous agitation. The Israelis do not just stay on the outside of Gaza and watch. They have agents everywhere inside of Gaza. And you talked about Jewish Arabs. Well, Jewish Arabs cannot be detected, so they are trained, and they're all over Gaza. And when you walk down the street and talk to somebody in Gaza City, you don't know for sure whether you're talking to an Israeli or a Jew, a Arab or a Jew, a Philistine or a Jew, let's say. Yeah. We're going to go with this. So the spying system is like in any jailer who runs a big jail is going to have spies inside. And that's what Israel is doing. They're running a big jail, a huge, enormous, incredible prisons, and they have them loaded with their own agents inside. And they actually can create murders inside. They can murder people, and you don't know who did it. They can start fires. They can start riots, insurrections. They can do whatever they want. They don't have to entirely do it from helicopters, which they do every night. Every night the helicopters come around and they fire rockets and they blow up a car or a house or a family, or and then the proclamation is, well, he was a suspected terrorist. That's all the explanation it takes.
We're speaking with Chuck Carlson from Straight Gate Ministries. Web address, WHTT.org. Strongly urge you to go and educate yourself at the site, and we'll take a short break. Be right back.
All right, employees, listen up. Our group health insurance premium just went up again. In fact, it's doubled in the last 4 years, and now we've been forced to try something new. So we're increasing the annual deductible from $500 to $2,500. Okay, cut the moaning. The good news is you'll all still only have to pay your regular $500 deductible. The company is installing a new health reimbursement arrangement, or HRA plan, that will pay up to $2,000 in benefits only to those employees who have deductible expenses. This new HRA plan is saving us a lot of money.
Employers all over the country are discovering how to roll back insurance costs using Core Documents HRA concept. Core Documents is the nation's primary source for affordable plan documents required by the IRS and Department of Labor for Section 125 and HRA plans. Use your insurance agent and let Core Documents help you with plan design. Do a Google search for Core Documents or see us at coredocuments.com. That's Core, C-O-R-E, documents, plural, .com.
World War III? Rising fuel prices? Financial collapse? Trucker strike? North American Union? Our world has become a very fragile place, and we need to be prudent and plan ahead. Don't wait for an impending crisis to become reality. Then it will be too late. Stoves and More wants to help give you freedom from the systems of the world. If the grid is down and fossil fuels are not available to you, how would you heat your home, cook your food, and heat your water? People, we need to be more independent and able to take care of ourselves in a natural disaster, political crisis, or financial crisis. Stoves and More is a dealer for all Amish-built wood cook stoves that will give you the independence you need to cook and bake your food, dry fruits and vegetables, heat your whole house water system, and heat your home. With the right application, you'll be able to use these stoves all year long, not just during the winter months. At Stoves and More, we have the perfect products to complete your preparations. Stoves and More offers the best selection at the lowest prices on the web, so visit us at stovesandmoreonline.com. Food, water, and a wood cook stove are keys to your survival in a crisis. Take action.
Since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy has been the global supplier of the finest natural medicines. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECX, colloidal silver, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for chemtrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. Why wait any longer? Go ahead and do it today. Sign up on the web and receive our new 120-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com and check out the online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education. That's herbalhealer.com.
Welcome back, my friends. We'll try to get to as many callers as we can. We have to apologize for the technical difficulties. We are speaking with Chuck Carlson from Straight Gate Ministries. Let's try Morris in Texas again. Hey, Morris, sorry about the delay. Hello, Morris.
Hello?
No, Morris.
Hello?
Hi, Morris?
Hi. Yes, sir.
Oh, thanks for holding.
I just wanted to tell you, Mr. Noel, you've made me laugh more than anyone on Republic Broadcasting. Your mannerisms and your humor is really great.
Well, thank you.
I wanted to ask your guest. You mentioned earlier about a lot of Dan's, and Dan Israel, I guess that's his book publishing name. He wrote Christianity Unmasked, and Steve Wahlberg wrote End Time Delusions. And I talked to a doctor, I guess it's Walter Beast. I guess there were the people that are sending out the DVDs on Republic Broadcasting, which is having a fundraising drive, as I understand, which I hope everybody will support Republic Broadcasting. I totally do not believe in the rapture or the dispensations, pretty much a Ten Commandment Christian, mm-hmm. and pretty much believe that there's going to be no rapture, and we're looking at the second coming, and I just wanted to get your guest comments on that.
Thanks, Morris.
Thank you.
Thank you, Morris. Well, my own personal belief is that there's not enough evidence in any of the scripture to convince me that anything's going to happen that Jesus did not tell us to be prepared for, and that he did not tell us to get prepared for to be raptured by any means. He told us to get prepared to go out and witness and do our job. And so I kind of feel it like you do, Mars. I think that you can understand Jesus very well by reading the New Testament, and it comes through pretty clearly. And he of course said that he was an 11th commandment, that there are already 10, and you have to abide by those. So I certainly agree with you. And I think if we're doing our job, we don't have to worry about predicting any extraterrestrial events. We don't have to worry about when the end of the world is coming. It'll take care of itself if it is going to end. And most of us won't be here to see it end, but we will be here for our own responsibilities. So I believe that we need to take care of our responsibilities while we're on this world. And I'm somebody who did not take too good care of mine in my early life, so I'm trying to do what I can in my later life.
Let's try Henry. Real quick, Henry.
Yeah, hi. You mentioned something about the Zionists wiping out the Jews. Now, the Jews over there are the Khazars. Now, what I want to find out, what I'm asking is this. If they were to wipe them out or sacrifice Israel, not that I like to see Israel around, how would they have a power base? In other words, how would they have some kind of they would need some kind of support to keep them going. You understand? Keep their movement going. If they wipe out the rest of the Jewish constituency, although 50% of them are in the public of Israel are Zionists, and then maybe the other part are not, but they're still the same people. You know what I'm saying? Wouldn't they need the they need that base, in other words.
What this is all about is what Christian Zionists believe. It's not what I believe. And basically, they're talking about predictions that God is going to do all this. They say God is going to come in and wipe out all of these people, and millions of people are going to be killed in a battle, and it's going to be a giant battle in which Jesus Christ is going to come back and do it. So what you have to keep straight is that's what the Christian Zionists are teaching. It's not what we're teaching. I don't think I believe that at all. And so I don't need to try to figure out how to solve that problem because I don't think it's in the Bible.
Chuck, music in the background.
Yep.
Chuck, thank you so much, my friend. Next Wednesday, you want to do it all over again?
Yes, I'd be happy to.
Thank you, sir. Chuck.